Hello, you little sweet petunias. You little honeysuckles. You cute little rosebuds. Oh, is that a dandelion over there? Get out of here, you're just a weed. Nah, just kidding. Every flower is invited to this, that, and those. You're all my flowers. I'm the gardener. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good, right? Sounds like we got a cult, and that's what I want. I want a cult. I want to be the cult leader, and we're all going to drink the Kool-Aid. And, so I think it's going to be a really fun time. If you drink the Kool-Aid and you feel tired, just close your eyes, and it'll all be okay. Everybody just close your eyes for a second and just listen to my voice. Now, open up your eyes. Actually, don't open up your eyes. Keep your eyes closed, but open up your mind eyes. And you might think, where am I? Why am I surrounded by trees? Well, let me tell you. You are in what I like to call the Finger Monkey Forest. Finger monkeys, they're a sweet little delicacy to have if you're a rich human and you can afford a $5,000, or they're like $2,000 to $4,000. A little cute little finger monkey. Why is it called a finger monkey, John? Well, that was a great question. They're called finger monkeys because they're about the size of your finger, you dumbass. So, why have you never heard of a finger monkey? I don't know, but they're little cutie pies. Oh, man, I'd love to kiss a little finger monkey. Actually, we need to save the finger monkeys. If you know anybody with a finger monkey, you better tell me. Because those things are so cute, and we need to reproduce them, right? There's been rumors that finger monkeys are super delicious, and that's why they're going extinct, because they're just the most tasty of all the monkeys. And, I mean, yeah, the finger monkey might be tasty, but while the finger monkey is tasty, you better not eat it. I don't want you, our eyes are still closed, by the way, I don't want you coming out of that finger monkey forest picking your damn teeth because you got finger monkey fur lodged between your molars, okay? That's not how this works. We are not in the business of killing finger monkeys, even though they're delicious. Don't go playing coyote or wolf and eat the finger monkey ass first. That is bad manners. We're breeding these finger monkeys. We got a little finger monkey brothel over here at the This, That, and Tho's warehouse, a.k.a. my garage. Don't tell anybody, but you guys need a finger monkey? I'm the hookup. I got shelf after shelf after shelf of jam-packed finger monkeys in tiny little crates, and they're just fucking... I bribe them with, since they're little baby monkeys, I give them little baby bananas, right? I give them runts bananas, because they don't need a big person banana. That's for me. Little finger monkey, you don't need that. Here's a runt banana. It's actually very, very good, because they think they're getting a full banana, but really they're just getting a sugar pellet, and I'm collecting all the money. They are not the smartest of the monkeys. But yeah, you guys could come down to... Come on down to my finger monkey sex shop and buy yourself a finger monkey. I don't know if it pauses just now before. It's like freezing and then it catches up. I don't know what's going on. I apologize if these past couple podcasts... have some pausing in them. It's, you know what it is? It's the FBI trying to get my goddamn finger monkey brothel shut down. Hashtag save the finger monkeys. Sometimes what I like to do too with the bigger finger monkeys, the lady finger monkeys, I'm not giving them a banana or a runt. I'm giving them a macaque. Yeah. These finger monkeys, they love it. They love they love blowing each other. These things are little sex fiends. I'm actually starting a website too. If you guys don't want to come like over here and get a finger monkey, you can go to my website. It's fingermonkeyfucking.com for all your finger monkey needs. Haha, yeah. Here's my slogan. The slogan is no fighting, just fucking. So, yeah, if you guys feel like that's something that you would be into, feel free to go to the website and, I mean, you guys could support me. The website will, I don't know. I feel like this has gone on too long, hasn't it? If you guys feel like it's gone on too long, tweet hashtag no more finger monkey fucking and I'll stop for you. Because this is live. Just kidding, it's not live. Follow your girlfriend on IG. She's gorgeous. By the way, these are the Sarah Ha messages. I don't know why you're telling me that. That's creepy. She thinks it's creepy too when you guys say stuff like that. When you guys tweet that or tell me on this that she's pretty or whatever, she thinks it's creepy. But you find girls attractive, queer. Well, I do. Do you like cake? Do you like ass? Would you like to eat cake off my ass? Where do you people come up with this? You're very talented. It's a good word to use, talented. You guys are very, very talented. And I appreciate you. Every bit of you finger monkey fuckers. Don't listen to these fools who keep ragging on you. It's not your fault you're bald and ugly. Okay. Yeah, I know it's not my fault, but I don't know what you guys want from me at this point. If you could stop world hunger or get a real life lightsaber, what color lightsaber would you get? I would for sure get, if I could get the Darth Maul one, the one that comes out of both ends, I would for sure get that one. If not, if I could go with a nice baby blue color, that would be preferred. That would be nice. Nice, ooh, nice baby blue, deep sea blue, ooh. If you could grow hair or be funny, which would you choose? We already did that one. That would be funny. If you could spend the rest of your life with one person, who would it be and why? It would be my Uncle Steve. Because he is my brother. He, not technically my brother, but if you listen to any of my podcasts, well, the last one at least, I mentioned that my mom had me when she was 16, and that he is, he's my go-to guy for everything. So I would for sure pick him. Plus, I feel like we would just survive. If it was like, I'm assuming the case is like a zombie apocalypse, and I just feel like we would make it. You know what I mean? You got that person that you're just like, you know what, we're going to run this shit. Yeah, we would for sure, we'd win. We might not win. We might get eaten by zombies. But I would gladly take him out if he turned into a zombie and he was coming at me. Oh, I would happily take him out. Or any of you guys listening. One time, I've had a, like, girlfriend ask me that, if she turned into a zombie or something, would I take her out? For sure. Yeah. There is no saving you after you've went there. This isn't I Am Legend. I can't reverse these effects. So, I'm left with one option, and that's to take you out. Here's the thing. If I got... I got a scope right between your eyes. I'm taking a shot. For sure. Because here's the thing. I'm a survivor. And I don't have any time to be sympathetic, let a zombie bite my arm off. Nope. I sure don't. I will take you out. I have zero training. But fight or flight instinct, I'm flying. 10 times out of 10. Come at me, bro. Zombie. And then you guys asked on the last one, animals that would be rude. So I thought about it. And I got 10 animals that I think might be a little bit rude. First one is tiny dogs. Because I just feel like when they're like prancing around, they're just like, oh. You know what? I could shit anywhere, and he's going to pick it up. And then they lift their head up and just prance. And then I got cats, all of them, because I feel like cats are similar to tiny dog, but they're, like, more snobby. They're like, look at that dog just shitting everywhere. If he, like, had any manners, he would just pick up after himself. Yeah. I just want to go rub up against their leg, and they won't even, they'll pet me one time, and then I'll walk away because I'm better than them. And then I got angelfish. I don't really have a voice for the angelfish because it is a fish, and I don't know. Maybe the angelfish would sound, the angelfish might sound like this, and just, we're just angelfish swimming around, and what are you gonna do? Get away from me, shark. And the shark's just like, bitch, please. Chomp. Deer. Because they just think they could stop traffic. But I feel like they're all, like, on coke, and they're just like, oh my god, what are those bright lights coming at me? We should go out in the river and see. Oh, wait, that's not a river, that's a street. Oh, that thing's coming pretty fast. We should just stand right here and just, I think it'll go around. And then there's geese, who are just like, they're like the douches of the, they're like those, they're like the super gym bro guys. And they're just flying around, they're like, oh, dude, I bet you could shit on that guy's car. And he's like, I'll do you one better, I'll fly at him too. I'm not even kidding, this actually happened. One time I was driving, and there was no other cars, so it was cool, but there was a bunch of geese flying over my car, and I watched one take a shit, and I watched the shit fall, and I swerved out of the way just so that I could avoid getting dumped on. This goose was trying to dump me in the worst way. Koalas, because, now, you might be confused with the koala one, because you think a koala is cute, cuddly, right? Well, you're right. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. But I feel like when they're cuddling up to you, I feel like they're just, they have their arms around you. But then if another animal's looking at your back, they're just flicking them off. Like, yeah, bitch, you guys know that we're the cutest. And they got like real, or maybe they're just like super, I feel like their voices sound evil too. I'm not really sure what, but yeah, I don't know what their voices would sound like. They might sound like this, and they're just like, no, that's not a good voice for a koala. You know, I didn't think this through too much. But that's part of the fun, isn't it? We just go. We get these licks, and we start walking. Raccoons, because it's pretty obviously, they look, God made them look like burglars, or whoever you believe in. Nature made them look like burglars. They got the black eyes, then the stripes. It's like, they're just crooks. Every single raccoon cop in the raccoon community is a crooked cop. Anything that looks like that, just don't trust it. Except maybe little baby raccoons. They're kind of cute. Peacocks, because they're flaunting in everybody's face how pretty they are. They're like those girls. The peacocks are the girls on Instagram that post the ass pics with the motivational quote, or like the Facebook status, and they're like the really pretty girls that are like, oh, no guys ever want to give me any attention. That's what a peacock is. Ostrich, just because I feel like they talk a lot of shit, and then you go to fight an ostrich and it just puts its head in the sand. It's like, oh, fuck this, I'm out. But that was my noise for the ostrich putting its head in the sand. I just feel like they're not nice. Flamingos. This is the last one. Look, I get it. Flamingos, they're nice. They're pink, right? How could a pink bird be just like a little asshole? Well, I'll tell you how. I live my life by a rule. There's actually two rules. The first rule is that you're never too old to dance. You can quote me. The second rule is never trust anything that stands on one leg. You quote me on that too. Hashtag this, that, and those. But, so yeah, those are the Saraha messages. That got weird. I talked about finger monkeys having sex for like 6 minutes in this podcast. I don't know what's wrong with me. Guys, I need help. I'm about to go check into rehab real quick. But really, what I want to talk about on this podcast is I just finished Kevin Hart's book. I Can't Make This Up, Life Lessons by Kevin Hart, whatever. And the, like, later half, what do they say if they're, like, if they think they're, like, distinct, the latter half, had a lot of good advice in it. So I just figured I would share some of it with you and, like, maybe give my thoughts on some of it. He said that nothing was guaranteed, and how you could go from being the hottest shit ever to not being anything at all. How you could go from being a free person, make one stupid mistake, and end up in jail for, I don't know, years, the rest of your life. Which is bizarre if you think about that. Like, man, that is such a tragedy. If somebody does something, like, stupid, makes one stupid mistake when they're pissed off, and, ugh. How you could go from being rich, be on top of the world, to being poor. At one point, guys, Kevin Hart was $400,000 in debt. The IRS was like coming after him because he was, he was young, new to it, and he was labeled as like an independent contractor when he was doing the shows, so they weren't taking taxes out. And he didn't know that he had to do all this, right? And yeah, the IRS was like, look, they're about to, like, or his manager, one of his managers was like, they're going to take your money unless you do something. I forget how he ended up like making some kind of deal with it so that he could continue to work and pay it off little by little. And the main thing is how you could you could lose your life in a split second. And he was just talking about how his family members or this person or that person got you'd hear about how like they got stabbed one night dead, and it just, man, it was crazy. And he was talking about a lot about relationships, right? And that a lot of like toxic relationships, I've been part of this too, is that you're just familiar with that person. You're probably not right for them. They're probably not right for you. But you're just familiar with how everything works, and you're kind of, you're addicted to that familiarity. Is that a word, familiarity? I hope so. If not, I just made it up. But you're just addicted to it, and it's like a vicious cycle, because you'll fight, like a brutal fight, make up, it'll be good for a couple days, day maybe, fight again, and it's just, it becomes routine, and you can't really get out of it. It's hard to get out of it. It really is. And then he talked about how when you build a relationship with somebody, so the first thing is that if your significant other is giving you advice and you're taking it harsh, they could just be giving you advice and just trying to help you out. Sometimes it might sound snobby. If it sounds snobby, they might have some kind of intention. But for me, at least, I've had relationships where people give you advice. And look, I'm not going to keep saying I've had experience. I wrote this stuff down because I thought it applied to me. So I wanted to pass it on to you. That's why I'm writing this stuff down. I wouldn't write something down if I just didn't care about, like, he was writing about, like, his kids, and, I don't care, it's not like I don't care about kids, but I don't have kids, so that advice doesn't pertain to me, so I'm new to that. If you want advice on that, you can go read the book. If not, I just wanted to let you know that I was saying this stuff because I agreed with it. But when advice comes from a person that you're with, it sounds a lot like criticism, but it's not. They're actually trying to help you. They might not say it in the nicest way. They might, they might say it in a way that makes you feel like, why are you coming at me? But chances are they're not. They might be. If it's in an argument, they clearly are coming at you for no reason. It's just to get, just to be mean to you. And if you have a person in your life that does that, you need to get them out of your life, because that's how it's always going to be. But yeah, think of it like this. When you're in a relationship, it's kind of like you're building a house, right? I'm not even saying boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm saying any kind of relationship you have with somebody, it's like building a house, and every single word or action that you do is a brick to that house. And if you're building a house around, if every other day you get into an argument and there's a negative brick every other day, it's not going to be a very strong house. Is that something that you would want to live in? Think of it like that. Or, like, I have friends that I've been friends with since high school, and, like, those guys, I don't talk to them as much as I would like to. That's how it is a lot. A lot of my friends, I don't talk to them as much as I would like to, but our relationship is there. It's not like we don't communicate at all. It's just, I mean, people have busy lives. But think of it like that. Next time you get into an argument, that, like, think about what you're saying, because you might just be putting down awful bricks to your guys' foundation. No one wants that. He was talking about, too, when, if you guys are Kevin Hart fans, you guys know, like, the movies, the different specials. When he was doing I'm a Little Grown Man, that, I think it was his first or second special, he was so broke, he booked the arena that he was in, and he was so broke, he had to borrow money to fly to New York to tape it. He was living in L.A. He had to fly to New York to tape it, and the hotel that he stayed at the whole time, he wrote a bad check. Like, he knew he had, like, 17 cents or something in his account, but he wrote a bad check. He had no money when he filmed that. And that kind of stuck with me, too, that sometimes you just got to take a chance. You got to do it. You got to always do your best. You got to do your best every time that you can, because you don't, like, I try to do my best on this because I don't know who's listening. If there's somebody listening that is, like, someone that could potentially want to work with me or something like that, yeah, I say fucked up shit, but I'm joking around. I'm saying, like, I want this to be entertaining in case somebody happens to be listening to this, says, hey, man, I think you got some kind of skill. Let's work together, right? Just don't slack off. And you're going to slack off sometimes, but just catch yourself. Don't get into a habit of slacking off, right? Or, and don't lie to yourself either. Because if you start to lie to yourself, start making excuses, you're going to start to believe those lies. I've done that too. Like with the podcast, obviously. I talk about, like, when I started this all the time. I would make an excuse. I don't have fancy equipment. I don't have fancy equipment. I don't have a microphone. I don't have people that would want to listen. I don't even know how to start. So I just Googled it. I got an app. I was doing it on my phone in my living room. Stepped it up. I went to Best Buy. Got a little aux cord or a little aux jack microphone. Moved out to the garage. It's not much yet, but hopefully one day it grows into something. And, it's gonna take a lot of work. Look, my dreams of this thing becoming anything is basically a huge boulder in my way, right? And I need to get it from point A to point B. And it's going to take a shitload of effort for me to move this thing a little bit. But, I just started today just DMing random people. Like, random people just, hey, check out my podcast if you guys get a chance. I say, like, for you guys to tell people about it, but I can't expect you guys to do it, you know? So I just took it in my own hands. I'm just DMing people while I'm at work. It's downtime. But it's going to take a lot of effort to move this boulder of a podcast that I want to take off just the littlest bit. But as time goes on, it's going to get closer and closer and closer to where I want it to go. Shit, if the right person hears this by any chance, or if I say something in one of these that a lot of people agree with that starts getting retweeted, that's like that boulder hit a hill and it just starts picking up speed. So you just need to push as hard as you can, as often as you can. Don't ever give up. And don't rest after success. After you reach your first goal, raise your goals. There's no destination. It's just a long-ass journey that you need to just fight through and keep going and keep going. I've been thinking about this a lot, too. Like, life and love and death and nature, dreams. This is going to sound so weird to most people, but if you know me, you'll understand. I had a dream that I was in a bar with Joe Rogan, Duncan Trussell, Brendan Schaub, Brian Callen, and The Rock. And I asked all of them, we were just talking, and I was like, yeah, by the way, I started a podcast because of you guys. Talking to Joe Rogan and like the other guys that do podcasts, and they were all like, they're all super excited about it. And then I said, if you guys had like some kind of advice to give me, what would it be? And they all, every one of them, like looked at me at the same time, and it was like in a row. They were just like, one guy was like, Joe Rogan was like, be consistent with it. And then the next guy was like, use your own ideas. And the next guy, just like stuff like that. And it was just weird because I literally just had this dream last night. And I usually don't really remember dreams, but I just thought it was weird that I started a podcast and then I had a dream that people told me, just don't stop and be consistent. Those were like the main two bullet points. And they're like, and eventually after you struggle for a long time, you're going to pick up some steam and that's going to be it. And then the dream kind of unfolded because I went and hung out with, what the fuck is his name? I can't think of his name, but he was wasted. And me and him went and we were drinking. And that's how that ended. Not Jason Sudeikis. He's like a Jason Sudeikis type guy. He's he's one of the guys in Grandma's Boy and Grown Ups. He's like the dude that's on drugs in Grown Ups. Anyway. The last thing that I'm gonna leave you guys with from the book, at least today. If you liked this stuff. See, here's the thing. You guys don't really give me any kind of feedback. But if you do like this one, oh, by the way, my grandma is going to be on it, I think. I got to convince her, but you guys voted enough that I should be able to get her on. Tell some crazy grandma stories. But think of your life as a pack of cards. And the goals that you have are the aces. And you shuffle the cards. And every couple months, you get to draw a card, right? After you worked super hard, you get to draw a card. You're going to have to go through, most likely, the chances of finding an ace are not very good. What is it, 4 in 52? You have a 4 in 52 chance. You have to find all of them to beat your goal. So, I mean, it's rough. You got to keep pushing. And then he gave, Kevin Hart gave 8 different bullet points of what you, like the certain things that you need to do. And the first one is persistence. And he said, you can fail, that's fine, but don't ever quit. And I've been saying that for a long time. I've told people I'm not excited to fail, but I'm expecting to fail. But I'm never going to quit. And people looked at me like, why the fuck would you ever want to fail? No, you don't want to fail. But if you fall down, you got to get back up and keep going. And you got to teach yourself to keep going, no matter what. And he said, don't let the struggle and the rejection or the failure or the doubt ever break you. Because you're going to doubt yourself. You're going to struggle. You're going to get rejected by stuff. And chances are you are going to fail. And he said, let yourself be driven by your will to succeed rather than your fear of not succeeding. Which, I really like that quote. another thing, too, off the book, is Ben Shapiro. He said in a podcast, they were talking about minorities and the excuses that they use, which some of them are true. Sometimes you get dealt a bad hand in life, right? You get born in the wrong place or whatever. But don't use that for an excuse, because no one in your life or no one in the world really cares enough about you to put all their time into you failing. So just take responsibility for it. And that's kind of what I started thinking. Every opportunity I missed, I'm like owning it now. I can't blame people for it. It's my fault. Somehow or another, it's my fault. If you failed, it's your fault. So just deal with it. You're gonna fail. I'm gonna fail. But let's be there to pick each other up, right? Patience. Success isn't gonna happen overnight. Through that path, you're gonna get angry. You're gonna be disappointed. You might have resentment towards being successful or successful people, right? But you need to fight that stuff. And you need to be ready for your moment. When a moment comes to you, be ready for it or it's going to pass you by. Like, put yourself in the best. A moment's not just going to come to you. Put yourself in a position for a moment to come to you. And when it does, be ready. Number three is class. Never look down upon people. And allow yourself to be humiliated. And make yourself be likable. You're not going to go into a job interview looking like you're just like a monster, or just have a little pep in your step when you do stuff. Don't just drag your feet around, because no one's gonna want to be around you. Commitment. This one's pretty simple. Number four, commitment. Just stay on the path always. If you have a goal, don't do anything that is going to take you off that path. I'm not saying don't go out and have a good time every now and then. Look, if you work hard, you can, they say work hard, party hard, but for real, if you're working hard at something, you can unwind sometimes. Just don't do something drastic to take you off that path, or a bunch of little things that are going to take you off that path. Number five, learning. Observe everything you see, listen to anything that anybody has to say, evaluate what they're saying, and then choose what is going to make you, what's going to get you closer to those goals. He said that each experience in life is a gift and or a lesson to learn from. So if you get put in a shitty situation, learn from it. Change it the next time that situation pops up, because chances are it's going to pop up again. And instead of going left again towards the shitty option, go right. Number six, passion. Six, passion-centered competitiveness. You need to have passion in something that you love. You need to find that thing that you love, that just gives your life meaning and focus. And also, I don't know if he said this, but I'm saying this. If you don't know what that thing is, again, be patient, because you'll find it. And when you find it, fucking just triple down on it. Just go all in. Push all your chips in when you find something that you love, and do whatever it takes to just become that. You know how they say that people that enjoy their jobs never work a day in their life? I completely believe that, and that's another reason I'm so terrified of picking a career, because I don't want to be stuck in a job that I hate. I would assume you guys are the same way. You guys are smart. I hope I have smart people listening. Number seven, positivity. What you put out is what you're going to get back. So if you have positive goals, you need to be positive driven to get that positivity. If you're doing whatever you want for money, and you're just negatively driven towards it, screwing people over, stepping on people, chances are you're not going to get it. I feel like you need to be a good person. A lot of people don't believe in karma. I do. I try to do good things for people as often as I can. I mean, some days you just feel like a cunt, though. That's all there is to it. Some days somebody cuts you off in traffic and you're just pissed at the world for the rest of the day. All right, well, that's one day. I read something one time that said, if one person says one thing to you that's, like, mean, like, if you're in an argument with your girl and she says, "You're a fucking asshole," her goal when she said that was to ruin your day and to get under your skin. If you let those four words, I mean, it could be a whole sentence. It could be a whole 10-second just bombardment of insults. If you let that 10 seconds last for longer than 10 seconds, they win. Don't let them win. Be positive. If what they're saying isn't true and you know it's not true, then what are you worried about? There's no reason for you to be worried. If somebody says something mean about you that isn't true, just let it go. Because, I mean, at least in my eyes, when people talk shit about me or the podcast or anything in my life, and I know that for a fact that it's not true, I smile. I really do. Because I know it's not true. And I know that that person had nothing better to do with their day than to try to ruin mine, which means that I am impacted on their life. Or, on the opposite side, when I get people that tell me that the podcast is great, that they like what I'm doing, any type of compliment, you look at that and you think, if you have this mindset that if somebody is upset with you and they're doing anything in their day to ruin your day, the opposite too. So what I mean is, if somebody tells me, "Dude, the podcast is great, keep doing what you're doing, I'm really enjoying it," that means that person took time out of their day to mention to me that something I'm doing has made a positive impact on their life. And if I get one of those a week, I'm fine. I'm golden. For real. That is my favorite thing, is when people tell me that they enjoy the podcast. I love it so much. Finally, number 8, discomfort. Do not let yourself get comfortable. Don't let yourself get comfortable in any situation. After you get some type of success, you need to step on the gas even harder. Don't settle. Once you reach a point of success, try to up that ante. See how far you can push it. And I mean, if you reach certain goals of your life, there's no reason you can't reach others. And that's all I got for you guys. I hope you enjoyed this one, because I enjoyed doing it. I like talking to you guys. You guys know I like talking to you. I might have a special guest on tomorrow. If not tomorrow, Tuesday or Wednesday. This week, I'm going to have a special guest for you silly fucks. If you're listening to this point, I would encourage you to tweet at me or DM me or do something, some kind of interaction would be fantastical. So, I love you. I know you love me. And as always, till next time, people, peace.